It was a marketing strategy based on bridging the North-South Korean divide. Samsung marketed a line of mobile phones last year with music videos pairing South Korean pop sensation Lee Ho-ri with North Korean singer Cho Myung-ae. Together, they sang about a connection they felt was stronger than their differences. Since 2000, when the two countries held a historic summit, many in democratic, capitalist South Korea say they have begun looking at the Stalinist North less as an enemy and more as an impoverished relative. Popular culture in the South reflects that thaw in sentiment. For North Koreans who managed to flee their repressive homeland and move to the South, however, reality can be colder than it is on screen. More than 7,000 North Koreans live in the South, most arrived in the past 6 years. Tens of thousands more are believed to be in China, awaiting the chance to make the journey. North Koreans living here are called Setomin, or new settlers. For Setomin, aggressively capitalist South Korea is jarringly different from the home they left behind. Their alienation comes to life in several recent documentaries by a Seoul film studio named Sidus. In this documentary called Samsun, a North Korean woman says it is hard to rebuild her life because everything is so new. She says in all of her activities, she has to start over from scratch. At another point, she talks of the pain of being separated from loved ones still in the North, a pain nearly all Setomin share. New arrivals spend their first 3 months in South Korea in a facility learning to cope with their new home. They are spoon-fed the most basic principles of life in a modern capitalist country, from handling cash and using an automatic teller machine to grocery shopping and seeking a job. They then receive a one-time resettlement stipend of about $36,000. This training and aid, though a tiny part of the government budget, causes some resentment among many South Koreans who view the defectors as a drain of public resources. Even a North Korean accent can draw unwelcome attention. One North Korean woman in her late 20s, Jung Ju-hwa, says she does her best to keep her origins hidden.
진짜 저에 대해서 알기 전까지는 언니하고 서로 막 이름을 부르고 하나 다정하게 지냈는데
Jung, who has learned to speak in a flawless Seoul cadence, says people tend to keep her at arm's length if they find out she is North Korean. She says South Koreans resent her and other Setomin as a tax burden. Tim Peters is a Christian activist who works with North Korean arrivals. He says many are shocked to discover that they must now compete to be hired, and that it can be too easy to be fired. In the North, jobs are assigned by the state, and partly because of inadequate electricity and raw materials, many workers actually do little work.
In North Korea, the culture of work is you don't do a darn thing unless you're told to do it. In South Korea, if you're not doing something, the boss is saying, well, why don't you take initiative. Why don't you go do that? Well, you take 6 months of this in a Korean workplace and this guy's out on his ear because he looks like a sloucher, a loafer.
An official at the Unification Ministry in Seoul acknowledges 20% to 30% of North Korean arrivals are unemployed, compared with less than 4% overall in the South. When they have jobs, many newcomers struggle to deal with their new cash flow. Some fall victim to cheats and lose most of their resettlement aid. Others, finding themselves able to buy consumer goods for the first time, quickly spend everything. Kim Gun, a South Korean filmmaker who teaches at a school for young Setomin, says South Korea's culture of homogeneity is another obstacle to integration. Kim says when North Koreans are perceived as being different, they are often socially excluded and even teased. Because of severe shortages in the North, many Setomin are physically and educationally less developed than South Koreans of the same age. They often struggle to adapt to the Korean spoken in the South, which has adopted hundreds of foreign words. Despite the struggles, there are some success stories. Kang Chol-hwan, once a prisoner in one of North Korea's most infamous labor camps, now lives comfortably in Seoul with his wife, who is also a Setomin. Kang is an author. His book, The Aquariums of Pyongyang, detailed life in North Korean prison camps. Kang offers a piece of advice to new arrivals. Kang urges North Koreans to learn and internalize capitalism. He says North Koreans too often expect capitalism to be a paradise where wealth comes for free. By learning and accepting capitalist ways quickly, he says North Koreans can avoid becoming disillusioned and depressed. Kang says there is strength to be drawn from the hard life most Setomin have endured. As a defector, Kang says he survived the journey to South Korea by catching and eating snakes and mice. If he made it through that, he says, he can make it through any obstacle he might encounter here in South Korea. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Seoul.